there are opportunities in life for gaining knowledge and experience.
So let's have a conversation.
Okay. What would you like to have a conversation about?
Hey, folks. This time around, we will not be able to bring you a new episode. This is really beyond our control. Rune is ill. He is also moving house. And of course, when you're moving house, you really want to see that lung infection set in. So I'm afraid there's nothing we can do this time. But since it's Oscar time soon, we thought we might bring you something from our catalog. So I thought, let's rerun episode number 38, which is Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. We really kind of, I think we wanted to like it. I wanted to like it. I like March, Lover, actually. But this might have been the moment I lost total respect for the Oscars. But you know, I've had some criticism. My sister-in-law was not happy with me. It might be worth a rewatch, certainly a rerun of this show. So why don't we just watch Three Billboards again, see what we think, and then listen to our thoughts a year ago, and maybe see what we were up to back then. Anyway, enjoy, and we promise to be back in 2 weeks. All better.
So Mildred Hayes, why did you put up these billboards?
My daughter Angela was murdered 7 months ago. It seems to me the police department is too busy torturing black folks to solve actual crime.
The hell is this?
Dixon, I'm in the middle of my goddamn Easter dinner. Sorry, kids.
I know, Chief, but I think we got kind of a problem.
Sunshine beating on a good time.
I'd do anything to catch your
daughter's killer.
I don't think those billboards is very fair.
The time it took you to get out here whining like a bitch, Willoughby. Some other poor girl's probably out there being butchered right now.
We've had two official complaints about those billboards.
From who?
The lady with a funny eye.
A lady with a funny fucking eye?
And a fat dentist.
It's a lot of good friends of Willoughby in this town, Miss Hayes. Ow!
You didn't happen to drill a little hole in the dentist today, did you?
Of course not.
Huh?
I said, of course not.
That was a clip from Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri by British-Irish director and screenwriter Martin McDonagh. It stars Frances McDormand, which we love and is the reason why we decided to watch this in the first place.
As well as Sam Rockwell and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, just a few words on the plot. It's about this woman who lost her daughter to a rapist murderer, and she is not well pleased with the work of the sheriff's department in her hometown of Ebbing, Missouri. So she decides to take matters into her own hands. Well, yeah, pretty much. And she does.
In a way.
Okay, first of all, this thing got 5 BAFTAs last night.
Yes.
Best picture, best screenplay, best actress, best supporting actor, and something else.
Yeah, and one more. Well...
Okay,
basically the same thing it got for the Golden Globe.
Yeah, let me just throw it out to you there. I saw your rating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just ask this
I
with
have
a
not seen your
smile
rating.
On my face. How did you like it? Did you? Let me just ask you this because
yeah,
I saw your
yes,
rating.
Please. Yes.
Did you like enjoy it? Now, forget about the whole critic being a critic and mm-hmm. kind of judging it. Did you enjoy it? Did you watch it all the way through? Were you a little bit intrigued?
you know, it's such a hard thing to say. Well, it's not a hard thing to say whether I enjoy it or not.
Cheers. I'll just take a swag of whiskey now.
All right. Yeah, you did well with the introduction, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I watched the whole thing, of course, and Alien 2. But right from the beginning, I felt like something was off about it. And I really don't know if that's because of all this hype thing going on beforehand, because it was such a it was a movie with a lot of controversy around it. Like, a lot of people loved it, and yeah, a lot of people really hated it. And I just fell into that the latter category from the beginning. And you know, I watched the whole thing. I enjoyed it, I guess, but not for the movie chops in any way. Like, I do like seeing Frances McDormand and Woody Harrelson and also Sam Rockwell. I mean,
and Peter Dinklage.
Yeah,
and Peter Dinklage also. What's he called? Selko Ivanek, a very good actor. A breakout role for Lucas Hedges as her son.
This is
like one of the finest assembled cast I have ever seen.
Yeah,
this is like
somehow they managed to fuck it up.
Let's stay with the with the actors and acting, because this is getting rave reviews about the acting. I mean, Frances McDormand, who deserves every award she gets, no matter what.
Also for this one?
Hang on. I have a philosophical question to ask you there.
Okay,
she got the BAFTA, and she got the Golden Globes, probably, yeah?
Yeah.
She's fantastic. But does... can you really award actors or appreciate actors that are just badly directed? Because I feel this is the problem with this film. Is the director and the screenwriter, which is the same guy, Martin Matana. That's the real problem here. Because the hook is really interesting with the billboards and everything. To rent out billboards to just ask the sheriff's office a question like that.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea.
You know, and that's what I really enjoyed also. That was the one thing I was most excited about when starting to watch the movie. Like, what's up with these billboards? Like, what is the idea here? And they let you know, and it's a good idea. I give you that.
It is.
I also added that in my notes, actually.
Yeah,
the one positive. It's a very good idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there must be other positives. I said the directing is awful. Well, I said it now, at least. I was thinking it before.
I feel a little bit the same way, and it's... I realized later, after I saw it, that it was supposed to be apparently a dark comedy. It's disguised a lot as a drama, I think, and it makes me I get some connections to you know, Tommy Wiseau changing his
appearance. Really?
It's a comedy, actually. There's also some other things in the movie that made me think of The Room, actually.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, I saw that it was supposed to be this comedy afterwards, but every scene in the movie, like, it's a very heavy movie. Like subject matter... Also, the content of every scene is actually fairly hard to watch in some way. But every scene also has a comic, like a punchline at the end.
payoff, like, I wrote down.
Yeah, kind of a payoff.
But too many payoffs.
It's completely unrelated to whatever is going on. It's just like, hey, and by the way, I'm also a racist person who makes this joke.
Yeah.
Or some other joke completely like out of line and not funny at all. And it just, it breaks up the movie in this very weird rhythm. So it seems like it's like a sketch. It's like a sketch show you're watching, but the content of every scene is just like really hardcore drama. And then you get that punchline and it's like, what am I, like, yeah. Am I supposed to care for all these people when you intersected with these like punchlines all the time?
Yeah.
I had no feeling, like I had no compassion for any of the characters, even like the victim of this whole thing, like the daughter. No. You don't get to know her. You don't get to hear about her, really. You have no compassion here. I mean, of course, the whole act is horrid, and it's horrible to hear about that. But then we get one scene where they play it out as this like enemy thing instead, and it doesn't give you anything for her character, and it's just. Like the whole crutch of the movie, you don't care about.
So,
and the further it goes on, the less you care.
I'm just going to interrupt you there. I asked you a question. Can you really appreciate a good actor when he's this badly directed?
You know, it is my one positive, like my one other positive then. That these characters, these actors are very fun to watch and they do good jobs for what they're being asked to, I guess. Yeah,
but you can see what they're being asked to do.
Yeah. My problem is then, I mean, it would be fine if Frances McDormand got the best actress role, but the movie getting the best movie role then? That is weird.
The best movie award, yeah, no, that is just plain weird. Okay, a little bit about the directing. This is one of the few films you can really say the directing is bad, and why? Because you have like this A-list top, absolutely at the top of the game actors: Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell, Peter Dinklage. I love these people. These are fantastic professionals, all of them. Selko Ivanek, I like him as well. He's the guy, the cop who's just the desk sergeant. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And then we have Lucas Hedges, who plays the son really well. Well done, Lucas Hedges. Good job.
Isn't it the guy from Manchester by the Sea also?
Really? Is he?
Yeah. I think it's the son from Manchester by the Sea. Like the good thing about Manchester by the Sea.
Hey, he's also in Lady Bird. He's the man now.
He is the man.
He is the man now. He's in Moonrise Kingdom even.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen Lady Bird.
He's in Zero Theorem.
Ah, sorry.
The Terry Gilliam movie from a few years ago.
Okay.
Apparently. Anyway, it's beside the point.
I lost track. Yeah. The directing, you can really see that a good example how bad the directing is that scene when Peter Dinklage takes McDormand out to dinner.
Yeah.
And Peter Dinklage has been kind of like a good, smart guy, you know, up until then. He's smart. He was savvy with the police. And then they go out to dinner. And after dinner, he leaves. And then he completely changes character to get a comic effect. And he goes all whiny. I didn't have to help you with the blah, blah, blah.
Billboard.
Yeah, remember that one? Mm-hmm. It, this is totally out of character. Another example is Sam Rockwell, who's great, but he's like a caricature.
Mm-hmm.
The first all the way 40 minutes, it gets better a little bit.
Yeah. But it's, still, his arc is just completely messed up.
It's messed up. Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
It is awful.
Like Woody. Many of these things, I think all the characters have the same problem. Peter Dinklage, probably more so because he's this like bystander. Like we don't get to see any of him actually until that one scene where he's on a date, and like it's just being played for laughs all the way through. You know, it's just like a comic relief person.
Yeah. Let me just get to the end of my point here. Mm-hmm. Sam Rockwell, just try and think of how he feels about receiving Best Supporting Actor, going on stage, accepting a statue of some sort for this. An actor of his quality, he must be smart. He must be a smart man. He cannot be happy with this. How must he feel, Rune? How must he feel?
How come so many people love this movie, though? You know, is it just us who see something completely weird?
It's the payoffs. It's the payoffs. That's it. That's my my rationalization here.
Yeah, it's because it's comedic in those, like in the end of every scene.
Well, it's also Frances McDormand. She reminds me. It's kind of like a Western. It's kind of like a lone gunman kind of thing. She's against all the rest, and we see her kicking ass all the time. The priest, father something, came to talk to her. And she's kicking the teenagers in the crotch. Not one, but three of them.
Yes.
It's
and guys and gals.
Yeah. She's just a lone gunman type superhero. I wrote down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets all these payoffs, laughs? She gets to kick ass, and it all amounts to nothing. How must she feel accepting awards for this thing? I mean, really? Have these people watched the film?
I guess sometimes you don't.
I guess. You know, I guess so.
At least, also, like I think also accepting the award, it can very well have had a completely different feel on set. So you feel like you actually do a really good job, but then once it all comes down, like you know, this movie could probably maybe it could be salvaged if they cut out all those bad parts. And stuck with the drama at the center of it. But, you know, it would be a hard fit, I think.
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry for them, I have to say. I feel sorry for Frances, March, which we love. And, well, I think Woody does well. I think he's the best one. And his role is kind of okay. His arc is okay. Well, he has that wife who speaks with a funny accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Lives in Missouri, married to a sheriff of a small town. That doesn't feel right, does it?
It doesn't feel right at all. And it's just, I had to look up her name. Just like, what is, like, is she Swedish or something? It seemed like she put on this accent. And apparently she's Australian. That's a bit weird that she lives out there. But, I mean, it happens, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, that leads me to this other point, because just before we started recording, I said I just had to read up on a few opinions on this movie, because I'm very conflicted, like why it's winning so much and I dislike it so much. And apparently a lot of people are saying something about Frances McDormand being, you know, a sheriff, a lone wolf, you know, a strong, independent woman who is taking matters into her own hands. And that's what people respond to. And it feeds into this whole, again, like the Me Too narrative and, you know, like just female empowerment. But what do you feel about all those other women in this movie? Like, yes, Frances McDormand is fine, but the wife of the ex-husband and also Woody Harrelson's wife, well, not so much. You don't get to know her that much, but the secretary of the ad person? Do you recall these people?
Who, her husband's ex-husband's new girlfriend?
Yes. Who comes in and stops a whole situation, like, with them. No?
She's a completely, she's supposed to be a comic relief, and it's just,
yes,
it's just embarrassing.
It's embarrassing because it's, you know, it's a beautiful woman who has nothing going on in her head because she doesn't put two and two together at all. And she's just made up to be this, like, what do you call it? Like, well, just someone who doesn't think of anything, doesn't have a thought going through her head.
Yeah.
And also the secretary, nothing. I mean, she's just like, I did good, didn't I? Or
yeah,
something like that, saying something
can't
like that.
Really...
It's just like, why put that in there? I mean, it took me out of the movie.
Yeah, you can't really connect it to the Me Too thing.
No.
You can't do it. And again, talking about Penelope, the girlfriend of Marge's ex-husband, that scene at the restaurant really... Well, that scene really kind of brings me to my next point, and that's the screenwriting, yeah. Or as the BAFTA awarded it, best original mm-hmm. screenplay or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Best original script. Let's talk a little bit about the script, which is something I like to see work if the movie's supposed to be good.
Yes.
That scene in the restaurant with Penelope being a total airhead. And
airhead. There it was.
Peter Dinklage is saying something like, Penelope said that?
Yeah.
and we know Peter Dinklage, by that line, he's supposed to be smart. And one minute later, he's walking out like, I don't know, saying something. Yeah, like I said before, this is totally the whole, this is the movie. You can see
what I was thinking was like, how does he know Penelope?
Well, it's a small town, I'm guessing. I didn't.
Yes,
that didn't worry. That didn't trouble me so much.
I had no feeling of the town, and that's also why it's just like, I don't know. But yeah, I see your point.
But let's start with the beginning of the screenwriting. Let's start with this thing. Her daughter gets killed, and she gets mm-hmm. burnt.
Yes.
And they keep saying she is getting raped while she is dying.
Yes.
Raped while she is dying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking she dies of the burns. Am I right? There's no mention of any other way to die that she doesn't... Was she stabbed or shot or...
Yeah, I...
How does that work, Karun? How does that work? How do you get
how do you
burnt
rape while
and
dying?
Raped while you are burning to death?
Yeah. I always assumed that... Like, I think they were talking something about it where... This is really weird laughing about this matter, you know, but that she had probably been burnt before and she was dying of her wounds of like being burnt and then she was raped.
Oh my God, that's so stupid.
Yeah, but that I think that there's that one conversation in a bar where it comes into light a little bit like that. Maybe.
You know? Maybe. But it turns out it wasn't him. And that brings me to my next point of the screenwriting extravaganza. Award-winning screenwriting. That character who visits nurse shop. It's so stupid. I can't even. I have to laugh. I can't. It's, you can't really talk about it with a straight face. What was that scene about?
You know, one good thing about it was that there was some tension there.
Yes,
there was tension, and yes. And you felt that tension. That was good, but. I don't know.
Why do you put that in, Mr. McDonough? Why do you put that scene in? We find out that this guy was not in the country when the girl was murdered. We find out that he comes to see Marge. I'm going to call her Marge, by the way, because I'm high on whiskey. I'll just take a swag.
Yes. Why don't we? I'm also feeling the buzz from this 12% beer. Ah. I'm sorry.
He comes in. He intimidates Marge. Mm-hmm. And we kind of get the feeling he knows the sheriff. Then the sheriff's wife's wife comes in. Yes. And he doesn't know her. She doesn't know him. No. Ergo, he doesn't know the sheriff.
And Marge doesn't know the sheriff's wife.
Apparently.
You know, it's like, what? Oh my what? God. Is this a small town or is
this
it not?
This really
well,
a
she's
small
probably
town.
Just a home, like a wife at home, you know. Was never getting out.
Yeah, that's just why reading, nobody reading is... Oscar Wilde there in the stables.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean?
I think the scene is there, like to defend the scene. It's okay. It's there to put in some doubt whether he actually did it or not. If you only had the scene in the bar later and then got the revelation, then you would be like, yeah, sure, he was not the guy. But here they leave it a little bit up to interpretation. Like they're saying that the DNA was not right, but can you actually Can you trust Sam Rockwell's character to find real DNA necessarily?
I don't know.
I mean, I think there could be some, you know, something on there. And why would he come and visit Marge?
Okay.
If there was nothing there, maybe he knows something. He might not have been the guy. But he might have been there, right?
Could be, I guess. So I guess
it's just to but give more layers to this movie.
Why would he visit Marge?
Huh?
Why would he visit Marge?
Because
why would
he's
an
evil motherfucker.
He's an evil motherfucker. Yes, he sure is. I don't get it. I mean, he in that scene in the bar where. Dixon, Sam Rockwell is just, you know, kind of baiting him. And he's just kicking his ass, kicking his face in with his, like, boot. And they don't even call the police.
He was the police.
You know? No, he was, but he wasn't the police. He used to be the police. I mean... I totally support your single star for this film.
Yeah.
Although I did give it 2 stars. And let me tell you why.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Okay. Because I kind of get why people like it.
Hmm.
First viewing, I watched it twice because I was just really, I mean, all these awards, I must watch it again. Yes. Maybe I'm missing something, you know.
I'm thinking a little bit about that also. Yeah.
I kind of get it because it, me and Shep were watching it and we kind of, we were like looking at each other like, really? And then like something awesome happened. Like she kicked someone's ass She told the priest off, and there was all these like little superhero things happening, and
cool
she was cool,
factor,
yeah, cool, right? The cool effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's I actually gave it 2 stars because of that, because of it was not boring.
Hmm.
It was not boring, so it's 40%.
But it was disjointed though.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad, bad, bad.
Bad, but not
so
boring.
Many bad things, okay. And mm-hmm. And again with the ratings all over the place and the accolades all over the place. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Is this really what filmmaking has come brought us? Mm-hmm. As the best picture, really? I mean, really?
Apparently, this is the reason
that,
why
this
we're
is yes. an explicit show. Fuck that! This is just terrible. It's yeah. pretty fucking terrible, isn't it?
It is. It is the reason why we're going to stay away from American movies.
It actually it got Best British Picture.
Yes. Okay.
So that's the fifth award
we stick with.
Yeah, that's the fifth. I mean, and yeah, so let's not judge the Americans for this one.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
But
so do you want to hear about my The Room reference?
Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Now that we went totally yeah. into spoiler territory and everything. I love the scene, though. I mean, I have to say, I love that scene. Woody okay. Harrelson goes up to Marge, or yeah. what's her name in this movie? Meredith or
no,
something
hang
like
on.
That?
Mildred. Yeah.
Mildred.
Yes.
Yeah. To talk about these billboards and saying, hey, I mean, this is not really fair. You know, you're singling me out and I'm trying to do everything for you. And she's just like, yeah, whatever. And then he says, I just got the results of my test back.
It's definitely cancer.
It came out of nowhere. It's just like, but Marge, I have cancer. I couldn't keep a straight face there. I was just laughing.
Definitely like, have breast cancer.
Yeah. It just came so much out of nowhere, and it was this. Okay, am I going to care for you now that you have like I. It's like they were trying to switch his character from this tough guy policeman to be actually someone who's human, and I guess it worked in some ways, but be a little bit more subtle. And that is my whole gripe with this movie. Like, stop telling everything that's going on and be subtle about it. Like be subtle about it instead. And I know some people who are listening to this show don't like me always talking about Lynch, you know, but there is one character who was in The Return of Twin Peaks,
yeah.
You know, the ad guy, and it made me think of Lynch and how he keeps everything very, very clouded, very much in the shadows. You don't
yeah.
know anything. This one, just like everything front and center. Like, don't let anything go by you without being, you shouldn't be ambiguous about things. And, yeah. and that actually is true also with the end. I was thinking, okay, they're going to end the movie now. Remember, we're in the spoiler area of
yeah.
this show.
Yeah.
But we're going to end the movie now. And we already know, okay, he's going to pick her up in the morning and they're going to go out and maybe kill this guy. But then, what's his name? Let me just get his name again. Martin McDonagh.
Yeah.
Decides to put in another scene in the car, basically reiterating and making sure that we're not quite sure whether they're going to kill him or not. Right?
Yeah.
It's like we already knew that, but it was a little bit more ambiguous whether they would probably do it or not. But Marge just had to say, are you really sure about this? And then he lets them say, well, I don't know. Okay, let's see. And it's like, just end the movie already.
Yeah, exactly. 5 minutes too long. Yeah, mm-hmm. True. Any last positive things you want to say?
I'll just look at my notes and see if I put anything else positive in there. The one positive was that I saw that guy from Twin Peaks: The Return.
Okay.
In a different movie. I thought okay. That was fun. Yeah. What about you? Anything else?
Yes,
positive?
I have a great actor wasted on this film called Clark Peters. He's the sheriff that took over.
Oh, yeah.
He's in The Wire. He played Lester Freeman, who is an absolute hero of mine, Lester Freeman. You need to see The Wire. Did I tell you that?
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you like his introduction to this movie?
He was playing up the racist aspect there. That's like a black sheriff. But what was the racist aspect of this film? Is like a thing for someone to do an MA essay on, you know. I don't know. Do you know?
They were talking a lot about it, but there was no black people in it. There was nothing. Like, they were just talking about, like, they were making jokes out of everything. And it was just so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, like, consequence for Sam Rockwell's character.
Yeah.
Having done that to a completely innocent person.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was so far out, you know, like the new sheriff going over to him and saying, well, you're fired. That's it. Nothing more.
Yeah.
You beat a man half to death, but you're fired. Nothing more. No charges, no nothing.
But really his role in the whole affair was just being black. And that's really an insult to an actor of this caliber, I feel.
That's so sad. Yes, I think so too.
I would say one more positive thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the music. I like the music.
I did not.
Okay, really?
Because, yeah, I didn't like it because it was so much on the nose as everything else in the film. Whenever you were supposed to feel one or the other thing, the music kicks in right at the right time.
I felt it like played into the whole it being enjoyable experience watching it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I kind of fit it into that.
Maybe that's the reason why I didn't enjoy it, because I was also like so focused on how on point these musical cues were. So, so that
See,
didn't even...
These extras might be the reason for it being this successful.
Maybe.
Hit the emotional points at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Maybe. And then all the cool factor about, yeah, all the violence, all the, yeah, shock value.
Payoffs.
There's also a conversation about, like, Woody Harrelson's cock.
Yes, and Oscar Wilde.
And Oscar Wilde.
Let's get that in there so they think we know stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you like this, like if you've liked, enjoyed our conversation, actually want to get some, like form your own opinions about it, feel free to go and watch this movie.
I would say go and watch it regardless. Yeah. Make up your own mind about one of the best films
of
the year.
If you like it, please let us know why.
Yeah.
Please.
Comment.
Write us. Write us on Facebook. Write us on SoundCloud, write us on our website, theconversationpodcast.net.
Yeah, just come up to us at work even and just tell us why.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, that's it. What's next? What's next time? What are we thinking?
Mute. I know we just said that we're not going any like British, American route now, but next weekend, Mute is going to be released on Netflix, and it's the supposedly follow up to Moon, which is a Sam Rockwell movie. You know, he was
okay.
In
this is Moon. Duncan Jones, yes.
It is Duncan Jones. It is the son of my, well, idol,
yes.
David Bowie, bless his soul, right?
Yeah.
I'm a longtime fan of David Bowie. Of course, I'm going to watch Duncan Jones's movies, especially the ones that are tied into The Moon, which is one of my favorite movies of the year it was released.
Okay.
Yes. So that one is being released on Netflix the 23rd of February. So I'm hoping you want to join me and watch that movie. And
I want to see Moon first, of course, obviously.
Yes. Apparently it has to, like, it's going to tie into that one, but it seems like a very different thing.
Okay.
Moon is basically Sam Rockwell on the moon.
Guys, this is Plan B. We'll see if something Nordic pops up in the meantime.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm going to watch Mute.
I have a feeling I'm going to watch it too.
I'm going to strong arm you. I'm even coming up there. Maybe even the next episode we'll do live together in the same room.
That is a possibility, definitely, yeah.
It's actually a possibility.
Yeah.
Because it's our kid's birthday.
Yes. And Rune is coming to Iceland, and we're going to celebrate it together. 2 years old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Crazy stuff. Time flies.
Time flies. When you're having
fun.
Yeah.
So next time, maybe a joint live show.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
We might even hit the movies together, if possible.
That would be amazing.
That would be fun. Maybe the night before, so the girls get to prepare anything for the birthday, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we need to do that, yeah. Yeah. And then we're out of the way.
Yeah, they'll go down well, yeah.
But actually, I do think that Alien likes Moon also. So she would probably like to watch Mute.
I see.
But then again, if we're up there, then they're just going to talk and talk all night.
Yeah.
And we can just sit there and watch some movie like Casablanca or something.
Yeah.
Without the audio on, because we're interrupting their conversations.
That's the last movie we watched together, isn't it? No.
Yeah, I think so. No. But I think it was the first movie we watched together.
No. That was The Room, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Last movie was Jason Bourne. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was something. We need to do a follow-up with Bad Moms Christmas edition.
I guess.
Next year.
Maybe. Yeah. Anyway, I think we're done for the night, don't you think?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. So, I'm not done with my beer.
No.
So that's a positive.
I'm done with my whole carton. I went and got a whole carton. So I've done two beers.
And the full bottle of Chivas Regal, right? A
couple of shots of Chivas, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
It's all mild here. Yeah.
All right.
Get in touch. You know what to do if you want to.
We really want to hear from you now, whether you like Three Billboards or not. Especially if you like it.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah. And we're on Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter.
Yeah.
At theconversationpodcast.net. You can find all the information over there.
That's a fine website, by the way. Rune maintains that. It's very good. He's a professional. Yes. Check it out.
We're anyway, always going there. Yeah. Checking it out.
So, thanks for tonight. We'll catch you next time.